I contributed to our defense as a whole. I contributed to Coach Narduzzi and always just putting me in the right position to make plays. And just having faith in me over these last, you know, three seasons to lead the defense and lead the defensive line. And, you know, just becoming a key factor in our defense and our success this year.
What have you wanted to convince teams about here, about yourself?
That I'm a great individual off the field, great character guy. You know, I interact with a lot of people very well. That I'm a hard worker, and that the consistency is something that can easily be erased. And by going out here, tomorrow when we run and going through drills and things of that nature, I just want to prove to guys that I'm ready for the pro level. I came out a year early, but at the same time, I've grown in maturity and I've grown over these last couple months, and I'm ready to showcase my talents.
So you think that knock is fair, the consistency knock?
To an extent, but at the same time, it's just something that you got to work through. And it's something that I've grown and gotten better at. From the beginning of my season last year to the end of my season. I showed up with a lot of marquee games and laid my imprint on the game, and it was just something that I wanted to work at. And getting better at playing against high level competition, Wisconsin's and Iowa's, Ohio State's, with great offensive lines. I wanted to be dominant the whole game. And that's just only going to come with hard work and practice and, off the field, growing in maturity and getting better. To be honest, it wasn't my idea. It was a surprise, for me. I come in the locker room, every time that we, road game, home game, especially when we're 99. And it was just, a thing that I went through my regular routine. And I put my jersey on and was fitting myself in the mirror. And that's funny because of the simple fact that I went through it and I looked myself in the mirror like, okay, I'm good to go. Shirt's tucked in. I'm fine. And walked away and didn't even notice that I had it on until one of my players like, hey, man, you changed the number for the game. And then I had to go back and check it. And it was just a great honor, man. Yeah, just because of the simple fact that, our equipment managers and our coaches would allow something like that to happen. Bubba Smith was a great Spartan, probably one of the best Spartans. And me having an opportunity to wear his jersey after it's been retired is just an honor, and I'm humbled.
Whose idea was it?
I don't think Coach D knew about it, but I think, when the game came about, he signed off on it. He could have easily said, take it off, put your regular jersey on, but he felt, it was a great honor. And I tried to go out there against Notre Dame and try to, showcase a little, type of Bubba Smith type style of play, but also implement my own. And I think I had a good showing, but unfortunately we lost, so it didn't, it didn't make that, wearing a jersey feel any better.
Can you tell us a little bit about your acceleration at the line, explosion at the snap? That's like a part of your game, but sometimes you go a little bit too fast, right?
Yeah, that's what some guys say. It's just something that I'm trying to get better at, using my attributes in a positive way. I know in the NFL, you can't do that. Offsides only get you put on the bench. But at the same time, I'm not going to, stop, doing, what I do as far as getting off the ball fast. I'm just going to learn how to enhance it and learn how to get better at staying on sides and learning, when that ball moves, that's when I have to move. So it just comes with preparation, comes with practice, and getting a rhythm. In the NFL, you don't get a rhythm for, snap counts. You got, great guys, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning's coming back. You got a lot of guys that change up the snap count very well. So, with great preparation, it's going to come with great success.
So it was a case of you just trying to anticipate and listen to the cadence as opposed to really watching the ball?
To be honest, it comes with a little bit of both. In college football, you don't have premier quarterbacks, going, hey, we're going to go on three. We're going to go on the first color. We're going to go on the second color. So guys kind of get into a rhythm a little bit. But at the same time, as the ball moved, I was off on it, and you can't do that, guessing and be as successful as I was over this long period of time, by guessing, it's going to burn you a little bit. So, I was very, very wise in what I was doing, and it came with great preparation throughout practice with learning tendencies and getting into a rhythm.
Which defensive tackles in the NFL now do you admire, look up to? not to say you can say pattern your game, but if so.
You know, guys that I always keep a close eye on. For one, you know, he's right in Michigan. Dominican Sue is a great player to idolize. You know, he's a great technician. You know, plays hard every play, and is gonna bring his best. Darnell Dockett was always one of the guys that I've always thought that was a great NFL defensive tackle. He was explosive like myself. He always played with great leverage and brought an attitude to the game that a lot of people can't match. And and Vince Wilfork is just a technician. You know, he's a big guy, but at the same time, man, his feet is always constantly moving. And he's swift and agile for his size. So I just try to implement a lot of their game. Look at their film. Learn their techniques and just try to get better.
You mentioned Sue. Were you able to take anything from his on and off field issues this season as kind of an example of what to do and not to do?
I'm good on that. I don't have any off the field issues. I'm not that that mean type of guy that he is. But at the same time, in this type of league, you kind of got to bring that attitude. You got to earn your respect, and the way he plays, a lot of guys respect him for it. Unfortunately, he has some issues. Where he made some wrong choices. But at the same time, he's still one of the premier defensive linemen in this game, and nobody can take that away from him.
Do you think that's what he's trying to do, earn respect by doing some of the stuff he's done
this year? To be honest, his play speaks for itself. Coming out and making a statement his rookie year and, turning around a defense that really wasn't that good a few years ago and, just implementing his style of play into the Detroit Lions, he's earning respect play by play.
A number of defensive tackles who might go in the first round this year. I mean, what's the competition like among you guys, and how do you feel like you stack up?
Mike Mayock will be available in a few minutes.
The competition is fun. Getting to know these guys over the last couple of days has been good. You get a feel for a guy's background, where he's coming from. What motivates him and what drives him to be here. And as they enhance their competition, they enhance their work ethic, I have to enhance mine. So I'm just trying to work hard to be the best guy I can be. Go out there tomorrow and and prove that I am the best guy in this class. And with my work ethic, it's only just gonna be the beginning. I'm gonna try to put on a good show.
Mike Mayock, podium A.
He states in the mid-60s, could Willie Golston be the next one? Talk about his game and his development.
William Golston is a monster in the weight, man. He's a guy that's kind of undeveloped in the defensive end spot a little bit. But as he becomes smarter with the game and as he works harder, the sky's the limit for a guy like that. He has a lot of raw talent. So once he starts playing with a lot of technique, and keep that motor going, he could definitely be the next All-American in Michigan State, and produce a long line of defensive linemen coming out.
Are you
going to
get that tattoo removed now?
No, not at all. I like my tattoo. We were able to do a lot of great things and very successful against Michigan. And I'm one of the few squads that can say that. Over these last few years, it's been a blessing. It means that the times are changing in the state of Michigan. It means that Coach D'Antonio has implemented an attitude and a system into a program that really didn't have it. Really didn't have it before he got there. Guys are working hard every day in the classroom and off the field, to better themselves as players and people. So with his success, you can only do nothing but tip your hat. He's a great individual, a great coach, taught me a lot of things, and it just changed the culture around Michigan State. That it's a rivalry, and that and that guys are just gonna go out there and do the best that they can, and go out there and fight to the end, man. Michigan's always loved playing Michigan, man. I have a lot of friends, that actually play for the team, but at the same time, man, all that goes out the window when you suit up against the Maize Blue. So. It's been a great opportunity. It's been a great ride, and I'm just thankful for the success we had as a team.
What do you think of the
concept
of the process?
Man, I've been with you about 13 teams already. It's been a great ride. I've got to be some of the guys that I've grown up watching. Be great coaches. Mike Singletary, Don Capers, Mike Tomlin over at Pittsburgh, and and you know, met with Romeo Crowell and the Chiefs last night, and just guys that, you know, you grow up watching. You know, my grandma used to always talk to me about Marvin Lewis when I was a kid, you know, and I was actually, you know, sitting in his office, and you know, got a chance to, you know, chat it up with him, and these coaches are really down to earth type of guys. And you know, just looking for the next guy to come in and help out the defense. I have a set of interviews today. The Broncos could be possibly one of the teams that I talk to. So I just have to look at my list and see what I got.
What do you think of Cons and the Badgers linemen?
Anybody that plays offensive line for Wisconsin, you know, has a great chance of doing something special. You know, those guys, they breed offensive linemen up there. There's one thing that they do, you know, is lead, deep sleep and breed offensive linemen. So, you know, those guys are a great group of individuals up there. Con is one of the best guys that, you know, that I played against, as well as Zyler up there. And, you know, and those battles was always heated. So, you know, those guys put me to the test, and I did so awesome.